This is St. Louis Public Radio. Interstate 70 is nearly 60 years old, and transportation policymakers have struggled to find a revenue source for major repairs. After efforts to raise sales and gas taxes faltered, the head of the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission wants to jumpstart a conversation about repairing the roadway. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum caught up with Transportation Commissioner Stephen Miller to talk about the Road to Tomorrow initiative. He asked Miller to describe the condition of one of the state's most traveled thoroughfares.
While the traveling public would drive across I-70 and see a relatively smooth top layer of asphalt, underneath that, the substructure that supports that roadway is completely falling apart. It's as if with your teeth, it was rotting at the roots, but the dentist put a nice veneer on it. It might look good for a short period of time, but your teeth are going to fall out.
How frustrating is it for you as a commissioner that there's obviously a need to repair I-70, but there doesn't seem to be the political or the public appetite to pay for it?
You know, I guess it's frustrating in some sense, but actually what it does, it just energizes me that we have to do a better job of educating our public. And our public has to do a better job of pressing our legislative leaders to do the right thing. I-70 is a lot more than just, gee, I'd like a nice ride if I drive between St. Louis and Kansas City. It is the economic lifeline for our state. 60% of our population lives within 30 miles of I-70. 60% of our jobs are within that same corridor.
The governor talked about possibly putting tollways on I-70. Is that going to be part of the discussion, this Road to Tomorrow situation?
Okay, so the Road to Tomorrow, we know about tollways, okay? And I think tollways remain a viable option that's out there. The idea of the Road to Tomorrow is intended to see if we can identify revenue sources other than tollways. In the past, you know, if we looked at having to find a revenue source that was user-based outside of our fuel tax, tolling was the only other thing out there. We know that. We understand that model. The idea of Road to Tomorrow is saying, okay, what else is out there that might be used instead or in addition to what we already know about?
Any particular revenue sources that you have in mind on this very beginning outset of this program?
You know, no, I don't have a particular idea, but you know, we can see things that are bubbling up with entrepreneurs. So I'll give you one example that kind of fires the imagination. So, you know, there's a young entrepreneur in Missouri that has the idea that the way we're going to build a future road is not by pouring concrete or asphalt in place on the site, but what we're going to do is we're going to manufacture panels in a factory that would be 8 feet long, 13 feet wide, and we'll come out and we'll snap them in place, and those panels will actually be embedded with fiber or electrical cables that would enable us to have very high, for instance, GPS systems that might be used by commercial truckers to provide autonomous driving vehicles, and that you might pay for that service as a subscription service, the way people right now pay for cellular service. So that's just kind of one idea out there. I don't know that that's the solution. I don't know whether that's going to be long-term be what's going on, but it's those type of ideas that we're inviting people to come forward with.
What do you hope is the end goal of this entire conversation that you're starting?
What I hope is, just like the Golden Spike was driven, just like Neil Armstrong walking on the moon, and just like a 40,000-mile interstate system, that we're going to realize that Road to Tomorrow, that we're going to figure out a way to build a highway that's a 21st century highway that realizes all the promise of technology on all realms, from revenue generation to safety to enjoyment to efficiency to economic growth. That's what I hope will happen.